Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Let's Get Real with Coach Treasure. I am your host, Shalonda Coach Treasure Williams, and I'm excited to welcome you to PWE Empowerment Radio. Today, of course, as any other day, I am excited to be on the line. I'm excited to be coming across the airwaves. I'm excited to just be able to drop whatever little treasure of a nuggets that I can drop into your life that will change you and shift you and help you to transform your life the best way that you can. You know, of course, before we do any and everything, we want to make sure that we just, that we give our honor. And here it is. This is PWE Empowerment Radio, and that stands for Professional Women Entrepreneurs. And so, therefore, we want you to make sure that you visit the website, befriend us on Facebook, make sure that you stay connected, because where these women are going with this vision, no one can even imagine. So I want you to be connected. And as women entrepreneurs, we need strong connections to help us to propel to the next level. So be it ministry or business, or even if you're a CEO of a company, you have to run things. I want you to make sure that you stay connected and stay hooked up. Because everything that they're showing us is showing us how to go to the next level in business. And so don't forget to head over to professionalwomenentrepreneurs.com so that you can get connected with everyone and you can go forward in what they have going on. Of course, this is Shalonda Coach Treasure Williams, as I stated before. But those of you who have never listened to the show, never listened to me at all, have never heard a conference call that I've been on, who's if you've never been on my page or whatever, I want you to understand who I am as a person. I want you to know that when you hear me talking, you speak on these lines, especially on Tuesdays when I'm teaching or when I'm building you up, that I am going to talk a lot about God. That is my foundation. That is what I stand on. And so when I'm talking to you, I'm going to be talking to you from a perspective of the Father's heart. And so I need you to be able to know that one thing about me. I'm not here to judge anyone, make anyone feel uncomfortable. I'm just here to show you how things have been working in my life and why. And so I cannot talk about that without including God, because that is the center of everything that's been working in my life. And so today, I want to be able to talk to you from a topic of never saying never. That's our topic for today. Never say never. Okay, there are so many entrepreneurs, businesswomen, ministry leaders who kind of go into business and go into life with this concept that they're invincible, in a sense that, you know, even with us, when we walk blindly in faith, because that's what we're supposed to do. When we walk blindly in faith, we don't understand that when you are walking blindly in faith, that could mean that obstacles are going to come to be able to propel you to the next level. That doesn't make sense, Coach Treasure. Obstacles, next level, the two words in the same sentence don't quite make sense. Well, here's the reality. The reality is that trials and tribulations and issues and drama and stuff like that are going to happen regardless. But we are here to basically choose whether we allow those things, those oppositions, to crush us, or whether we're going to allow those oppositions to propel us. And so today I am here to challenge you to allow those oppositions to propel you and not crush you. I talk a lot about a story in the Bible that really encourages me every time I read it. As a matter of fact, it's the basis of my new book that's coming out in July called It's All Strategic. The basis of that book is founded on the story of Joseph in the Bible. And Joseph was, he was favored, you know, by his dad, and he had this good life because his father was good to him. He wouldn't allow anything to happen to him, no harm to come to him. And so he was protected and he was safe. And he had these dreams that pretty much showed him in an elevated position. He had a vision, and it showed him in an elevated position over his siblings and even his father. And so when you share a dream like that with people, here's the thing. For those of you who are dreamers, and those of you who know that you have a vision that's going to take off, and you've seen the vision and you've seen it clearly, here's a nugget for you. You can't share your vision with everyone, but you must share your vision with some. And I'm going to tell you why that's important. Some people will tell you, oh, you can't, don't share your vision with everybody. Don't share your, because you'll never know who your enemies are. Sometimes your enemies have to know. Sometimes they have to know. Why is it important for your enemies to know your vision? The reason why it's important for your enemies to know your vision is because sometimes their actions are what's going to cause you to get to the place where you're going. Catch that. Your enemies have to know. Well, your enemies have to know for two reasons, and here they are. One reason is because they are sometimes going to do things, or their actions are going to cause you to propel. For instance, when they think that, oh, they're going to start a rumor about you, they're going to begin talking about you, they're going to go behind your back and talk to people and begin to put bugs in their ear about you and the type of person you are and how they shouldn't trust you and all these things. But guess what happens, which your enemies don't understand? What your enemies don't understand is that when they begin to talk about you, what they're doing is creating a buzz about you. They're creating a buzz, right? And so now you put my name out there. You got my name with people that I didn't even think would know my name, because you're so busy trying to be messy. But in your mess, my name is out there. So those people that you have talked to who have never talked to me before, who have never heard of me before, they want to now know what's so interesting about this person that you're spreading rumors about. That's some good stuff. Y'all better catch that. Now those people want to know, and so guess what those people are going to do? They're going to go to your page. They're going to go to your website. They're going to come to your Facebook page. They're going to befriend you. They're going to get in your mix. They're going to begin to see who you are, and they're going to see a different person than who that person was talking about. They're going to experience the power that you exude. Yes, yes, yes. So when you're doing your thing and they're trying to be messy by coming to you and trying to get the scoop and trying to get the 411, right? They're going to be looking at a person that God has ordained to be in a particular place. And when they're looking at you, they're going to see the giftings in you, and a shift is going to happen. Your enemies think they're doing something, but they're not necessarily ruining you. It could seem as if they are at first, but there are people watching. People in influential places, people that are going to be there to be able to propel you, what, to that next level. And what's the other thing that they're doing? The other thing that they're doing when they think that they're doing something, another reason why your enemies need to know what it is that you're doing is because when they see it come to pass, then they will become believers. That's good right there, too. So check this. I hope you're taking notes or whatever it may be, or you listen to this recording a million times, because this is going to be good food for your soul. Your enemies have to know sometimes. So people say keep it all to yourself. No, you can't really keep it all to yourself, not all the time, because there are reasons why they must know. One, because they need to see the fruit of what's about to manifest. And as it manifested now, okay, they can sit there. They're like, man, that girl said she was about to do such and such. She said that thing was going to get 1 million downloads and beyond. That's a shameless plug. Yes, so, you know, even in this, and it is true, in this fundraiser that we have going on right now with Love Walk Outreach with my nonprofit, it's people that's looking at me and saying, girl, she's talking about 1 million downloads and beyond. That is not going to happen. But guess what? When that thing comes to manifestation, and when even if it is 2 years from now, even if it is 3 years from now, but over this course of this year, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of downloads. We're talking about making it to that mark that God said that it was going to make it to. And so while they're watching you, you shared the vision with the people, and they're doubting you right now. But when they see the fruit of what's about to happen, then they're going to be able to change their mindset and then again say, I will never say never again. I'm never going to say that this cannot happen again, because now I see that the fruit can really come forth. So you have visions, you have dreams, you shared it with people, you had family members knock your dreams down, you had family members to throw you in this pit. That's what happened to Joseph. He shared his dreams with his family, the people that he felt like he could be the safest with. He shared those visions, and they looked at him like he had lost his mind. The Bible even said that his daddy rebuked him, but then his dad was in deep thought about that thing. Like, yeah, he said it, but, you know, it must be some truth to that thing. So people looking at you and they acting like they doubting you and they rebuking you and they making it seem like you just don't know what you're talking about. You ain't going to have no multi-million dollar business. It's not going to grow that big. Too many people are doing the same thing that you're doing. Yeah, you're a life coach, but you know how many life coaches there are out there in the world? And yes, I understand that you got a different hook, but you know how many people already do it? You already got Dr. Phil and you already got those people that are Iyanla VanZant and those people that are already doing it big. The world don't need no more of them. I know y'all heard it. I know you've heard those things before. I know you've heard the doubtful things that people have had to say before. But I'm here to say, never say never. They're going to be able to look at the fruit of what's coming forth in your life because you stood strong, you stood, and despite what everything that was happening, Joseph got thrown in the pit by his brothers. One of them had a conscience and came and got him out of the pit, but they sold him into slavery. Got into slavery and ended up getting accused. He got elevated first. That happens too. Sometimes you get promotion and all of a sudden something happens to knock you way back down. So he got knocked back down, elevated and knocked back down, falsely accused, thrown into prison, sharing his dreams and his visions and still using his giftings. He didn't stop using his gifts because he was in a bad place. So now I guess I'm talking to that one. Started this season, elevated for a minute, something came and knocked you off your high horse, made you feel like you were never going to succeed again. Let me tell you, I was coaching already. I was writing books already. I think I might have already had, four or five books published by this time. I was in a good place. Spiritually, I was being built up. And then all of a sudden, here goes homelessness. Here goes falling in love with the wrong person, getting my mind and my heart all tore up and getting put in a place of homelessness because, and sometimes it's because of our own choices and our disobedience. You're going strong, everything in your life is working, you're walking in the things of God, and then all of a sudden, here goes this thing, and instead of you closing your eyes to it and walking around it and taking that way of escape, you went into it, you walked into it. We've all walked into bad business deals. We've all walked into situations with people that did not have our best interests at heart. You know, we've all walked into situations with people that are so business-minded that if God did tell them to bless us or God did tell them to do a certain thing, they wouldn't because they're more thinking about their bottom line. Oh, God didn't call me to be stupid. No, but he did call you to give and sow and do things like that so that which you give, you can receive back 100-fold. So sometimes, you know, we have to be able to recognize what we've done to get in the situation. And yes, we've been knocked down. And that's a part of what you do when you tell the truth and be transparent. Yes, I was in a good place. And all of a sudden, everything was snatched away. All of a sudden, I've been in business strong 10, 20 years. All of a sudden, I found out that my accountant has been robbing me blind and I'm bankrupt. Now I got to start from ground zero all over again. I've been working on these books for the past 2 years, and all of a sudden, a bunch of deaths in my family just came back to back to back to back, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And so business went lacking. The book went lacking. The family life went lacking. Divorces happened. All kind of stuff happens in our lives, but we have to be real enough to be able to say, hey, this is what set me back, but I have a place to go because God already showed me the vision, and I'm going to make it there. Come hell or high water. And for the most part, a lot of hell and high water happens in the lives of believers, of ministry leaders, of business owners. The further you try to get to the top, the more stuff comes. Business people grow more tougher skin than almost anybody else in the universe. Why? Because they have to deal with backstabbers. They have to deal with people that's not really serious about their services. They have to deal with people that just don't want nothing good and they're not going to give anything good. You have to deal with rejection because everything that you pitch, everybody is not going to accept. Every project that you've tried has not succeeded. Every conference that you plan, a bunch of people didn't show up. every book launch that you had, only one person, two people bought a book. Come on now. Stuff happens. Things happen in our lives. But the one thing that you can never say is never. I'm never going to say that this will not work. Another thing I'm never going to say is that, oh, that's not going to happen to me. That will not happen to me. She homeless because she wasn't responsible. Do you know how many multimillionaires end up homeless? Being very responsible for them with their money. And all of a sudden, some situation comes and every bit of money they had to be spent on this situation. So never say what won't happen. But in the process of those things happening, you must still maintain your faith and your integrity. Sometimes people fall because behind the scenes for 20 years, they've been cheating people out of their money. They haven't been handling their business in an integrity-based way, and so then things begin to crumble. So I guess now I'm talking to the individual that feels like cutting corners is the best way, but it's not. It never is, because that which we sow, we shall reap. That thing is real. Or take it like this. What goes around comes around, right? That's what they used to say. So don't put nothing in the ground. Don't plant anything that you don't want to reap. Don't be nasty and mean to people all the time. You can't receive favor if you show none. You can't receive grace and mercy if you show none. Come on now, let's get real, right? We have to be real about the situation. Everything is not always because, oh, the devil is busy and he messing with my finances. It's not always that. Sometimes it's just that we're not good managers of our money. Sometimes it's just that we did not file the papers on time. We procrastinated until the very end, and at the end when we tried to get it all done, it didn't come together the way we thought it should, so we didn't have the papers filed in the right time, and the business was shut down. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes we make irresponsible decisions. But there are times that you tell your dream and your vision to the wrong people, and they do stuff to sabotage you. All types of things happen as women in business, but we have to be able to know how to take it and run with it. Allow the opposition to propel you and not crush you. So even though you've been in those situations where things seem all terrible, all bad, I'm never going to succeed, let me tell you something. I've been a published author for 8 years, since 2007. Since 2007, have I seen the fruit of that yet? No. Some of it has been because I procrastinated. Some of it has been because I was walking in fear, afraid to contact the people that I needed to contact. I was afraid to network with people because I felt like they wouldn't think that I was on that level. They wouldn't want to deal with me. So insecurity has played a part. Inferiority complex has played a part. The fear of rejection has played a part. My procrastination has played a part. My not being prepared has played a part. My not knowing what the heck I'm doing has played a part. So there's so many things that play a part to the opposition that comes, but we have to be able to take it, learn what we're supposed to learn from it, and allow it to propel us forward, not put us in a pit, crush us, crush our pride, make us feel like we're never going to be successful, even if you were the one who messed up. Regroup and start it again. This time do it and be ordered by the steps of the Lord. And not doing it in your own self. Sometimes things fail because we just don't have any foundation. And because we don't have any faith to believe that it can really work. You know, I admire those people with such strong faith and tenacity that they can stand before you and they know without a shadow of a doubt that when they put this thing together, it's going to work. They know that when they write this outline and they pitch this thing to these investors, it's going to be taken seriously. it's amazing the type of ideas and thoughts that can be brought to mind for what you should do, what kind of fundraisers, what kind of program should you create, what's going to make you this amount of money. And then you feel sidetracked when God says, no, don't do that, give this away. But he's setting you up. He's allowing you to sow seed so that when you sow seed, it's going to come up as a mighty harvest. And when that seed comes up as a harvest, you don't stop giving. But then now you got people that play on your level. They can pay your rates without fail. They can inquire of your service and be able to give like they've never given before because they trust in the product that you're selling. They trust in the service that you're giving. So I don't want you to say never in this season. I don't want you to say never in this season. I don't want you to believe that it's not going to work out just because it has not worked up until this point. Some of you listening have been going in circles with entrepreneurship. You've been thinking and all these ideas are coming to you, but the reality is that you don't even have no money to pay a coach so that you can get clarity. And so you're like, what should I do now? And I'm not talking about who I call the conference call groupies. I coined a new name, conference call groupies, those ones who just got to be at every conference call, but yet you're not applying anything that you receive. So I'm not talking to you. What I'm going to say to you is to get your mind right. Get on these conference calls that they're offering for free if you don't have the money to pay anybody right now, but use the tips that they're giving you to gain some money so that you can then sow into the people that's sowing into you. Come on, now, it's been many a time where I didn't have money to invest. I prayed for favor. I was like, Lord, I really need this. I really need to be able to do this thing. I don't know how to do it. I need this. And he would send people to just be a blessing to me. Because he knew in my heart that when I had it, I would sow. It's people right now that helped me years ago, and I'm just able to sow into them. Just able to use their services or just able to buy their books. That's the other thing that I want to say before I go. It's important that we do to others what we do want to receive, because how many of you have posted your business opportunities? I'm trying to do this business thing. Oh, this is going to be such a success. Oh, it's going to be such a success. You're so focused on your success and what you're doing with your own business that you have not yet invested in somebody else's vision yet. It's all about you bringing your vision to pass. I'm going to sell this product. I'm going to sell this service. I'm going to be the best at this. I'm going to be the best at that. But yet you still are going to every free thing, but not one time have you paid a coach. Not one time have you bought a book. Not one time have you invested, not one time have you bought from their Mary Kay business or their Avon business or their candle business or their pocketbook business or whatever the business is. Not one time have you done anything as far as sowing into somebody else's vision, but you expect your vision to be so vibrant and bright. And the thing is, hard work, I guess, will get you there because you're putting the hard work seed in. But you have not put the seed in as far as supporting other people's businesses. So how do you expect for people to sow into yours? There's no longevity in that. It may work for a while. But when was the last time that you sought out ways to be able to help another person push their vision? And I'm not talking about giving up on yours. I'm not talking about putting yours on the back burner or nothing like that, because you have to work. You have to do yours. You have to sell your vision. You have to be able to be built up, even if you're taking classes, whatever it is that you're doing to build yourself to have a successful business, you have to be able to do that. I'm just talking in general. When was the last time that you actually invested in someone other than yourself? You're a life coach, but you never paid a life coach? But you want people to pay you? You don't even know whether it works or not, because you've never experienced a coach. You're a speaker, motivational, inspirational, whatever kind of speaker you are, and you want everybody to come to let you speak, but you've never, ever, ever supported another one? Products and services galore. But when you do go shopping, it's for your own selfish needs, not in the vein of being able to be supportive with intention. It's extremely important that we consider these things and that we make sure that we do what we need to do to be able to get to the next level. And make sure also that you never say never. Never say what's not going to happen in your life. Never say what you can't do. Never say where your vision won't go. And when opposition comes, allow it to propel you to the next level and not crush you. You may be going through right now. I've been doing this blog. I've been trying to promote this thing. I've been pushing it. I got the business cards made that are professional. My website is professionally done. I've been going through the motions. I've been pushing it. I've been doing it on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, live. I've been giving out flyers. I've been trying to push it and get people to come into this business so they can see what I see and all this other stuff. And you've been doing all that and nothing's happening. And it seems like nothing is happening. But I'm telling you to push on today. The vision that you've seen, do not begin to talk yourself out of it. Because you got the never mentality all of a sudden. You're seeing the people that are in those high places that have already reached their achievements. And guess what? If you ask any of them in an interview about the stuff that happened in their lives, most of them will tell you on the ground level, I was broke. Or on the ground level, I was broken. Or on the ground level, I suffered divorce. I suffered illness. On the ground level, so many things happened as I was becoming an entrepreneur, but I had to persevere. I had to persevere. I had to push. I had to keep going. I could not quit. And today, this real talk is telling you that even when you're in your pit experience, you must not give up hope and not give up your faith. Your never is going to turn into your forever if you allow it to. Just shift your thinking. Just shift your thinking. Yes, yes, and yes. So I hope that everyone got something out of today's radio broadcast because I really want you to be successful. I want you to soar. I want you to do everything that you're supposed to do in this season. Again, don't forget to visit professionalwomenentrepreneurs.com. Tap into their vision, what they're doing. Help them to allow you to propel to the next level. Visit us at www.lovewalkoutreach.org, and find out what is going on in our nonprofit. Befriend us on Facebook. Go to our fan pages, like the fan pages. Spread the word about things that are going on with people, other people besides yourself. We all need each other to be able to make this thing work. And so I'm challenging you today to find someone's vision other than yours to push for a little while. Okay? Well, we love you just because we can. Make sure that you look, that you tune into the Professional Women Entrepreneurs fan page so that you can see what's coming up next. Tap into the next shows. Do not be left out of this movement. Have a great day.